Hi there, Tanner. Tanner, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Tara, of course, wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have, and then also to apply the established business rate here for you, being that the company itself has been around for quite some time. I understand that you just bought it from your dad. So congratulations on that. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Hey, so far so good. Can't complain. And good. I appreciate you on the congratulations.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, absolutely. That's pretty exciting. Yeah, so, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you probably also are at least somewhat familiar with the local map, right? That pack that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah,
it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but we don't know who to call. I mean, for a lot of the services that we need, we don't know who to call. We don't call our dad to find out who we should call. We don't use the yellow pages, but we do Google it. You know, we jump on our smartphone or we hop on our computer. We type in a couple of keywords for the service that we're looking for, and 9 times out of 10, we're going to call and hire someone off of what we see on that first page. So that's the power of this particular listing. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. You'll simply get calls directly to you. And you've got that website already, escapesfenceanddeck.com, so we can certainly promote that website. It meets everything that Google requires for a website to rank well on that first page. What we would do is the off-page optimization, link that website to all the different destinations, directories, submissions that Google indexes. When someone does a keyword search, of course, that happens instantaneously, and that's how Google determines what businesses they'll display on that first page. So you'll certainly get phone calls. Now, your placement will be on that first page. It will vary, though, a little bit depending on the keyword. Someone types in deck installation or fence installation, any retaining walls or sunrooms or any of the variations of the other services that you provide. You know, you might be first spot on one, second spot on the other one, something like that, right? So the whole point, though, is being on that first page, because that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. We all make that decision off of what we see. We might look at a couple of websites before we decide to pick up the phone, and that website then that you've got is going to function kind of like a filtering mechanism. Obviously, people won't call you until after they see your website. Some will decide to call somebody else, but the ones that decide to call you, it's because they saw something that they liked. You know, they know that you do exactly what they're looking for. They're hoping you answer the phone, hoping that you're available to do the job, and pretty much thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So very high conversion rate with the calls that you get, and whether you get 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's just that fixed flat rate. Again, very different than paying for leads. Now, the established business credit that we're going to kind of grandfather you in here is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's actually a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service, so you can thank your dad for saving you some money on your current advertising. You'll save $300 every single month, because it is, instead of $599 a month, just $299. And the $299 is the exact out-the-door cost. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Again, like I said, the calls come directly to you. Now, are you doing commercial work as well as residential, or focusing a little more on residential clients at this point?
At this point, just because I've just taken over, kind of just residential, maybe as it comes in, like commercial, but we have been doing like commercial work for the past few years now.
Okay, so focus has always been residential, but have been able to do light commercial. We can keep it that way. You know, obviously we want to target the right audience for you. Now, it's not just for Google. You'll be on Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, all the content that Google wants to see, we're going to create for you. In fact, with that 40-mile service area, there's going to be a social media campaign as well, Facebook ads that we can use to target anywhere throughout that service area. Focus even on specific cities, big and small, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And then, like I said, it is going to be on a month-to-month basis. So, of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and even pause the service if you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. The service can also be paused seasonally if necessary, but as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, it bills once a month for that $299. Now, I'm sure you do have questions for me, Tanner, but at least on the surface, being that the calls do come directly to you, at that flat rate, I'm sure it's something you would want for your business, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely to at least, you know, give it a shot, see how it works out for a little bit. I'm pretty big on, you know, trying new things and playing it by ear, you know. Well, advertising is always good no matter, you know.
Sure, of course.
What route it is. You guys are saying now is very enticing, though.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm leaning,
you know,
for sure towards running it.
Any form of advertising, anything that gets your phone ringing is definitely worth doing. And of course, it's the return on investment that's the important part about it. I mean, first of all, it is month to month, like I said, so you can definitely test the waters and see if it's working for you. But our clients do end up keeping the service long term because it's profitable to be on that first page and nobody cancels on profit. So as far as the return on investment goes, I mean, there are still the old fashioned ways of advertising a business, you know, print ads, radio ads, billboards, things like that. You know, people stick business cards in my car door window and, you know, but when people need something, a lot of times I just put it in my car and throw it away later, right? I think most people do that.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It's 2023, right?
Yeah, hopefully you don't throw it on the ground, right? But I mean,
there you go.
Something for the people that need something, they know that when they need it. I mean, hopefully, you know, if they're driving, they're paying more attention to the road than the advertising on the side of the road, right? But people know that when they need something, they can find it on their phone. They can find it on their computer, and we Google it. Google it is what we say, and it's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and every customer that finds you online becomes someone who can use your services down the road and recommend you to their friends and family. Now, you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see even in that first month exactly how much work you're getting from using the service. You'll see where the work is coming from, the breakdown and placement of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, and how many times you're popping up on the first page for each of those searches. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, etc. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
At this point, no, not really. This is all stuff I've kind of been like looking into very recently.
Sure, of course. Absolutely.
So you did a really good job at kind of like just laying it down on the line and going over all the details as needed.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Yeah, no problem. So yeah, really no like real firm questions. I'm sure they'll kind of come up over time as I start using it and, you know, figuring it out and everything. But now, no.
Yeah. The tracking system, we call it your client dashboard, very detailed information there. It's pretty easy to navigate, but yeah, you can reach out to us. You can speak with live client support Monday through Friday. Of course, email 24/7 and we respond, you know, within that following business day. So of course the phone number that we're speaking on now, is different from the one on the website. The website's got the 425-320-4885. Is that the number that you want us to promote for your business?
As of now, is there any, is it like a big old pain if like we use one number now and try to switch it later? In the near future?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Now we can change and update anything. Phone numbers, emails, anything like that. The business though, doesn't have like a physical address, right? There's not a brick and mortar showroom or location that customers go to.
No, we have a location, but it's not for customers to go to.
Right, of course, yeah. You're service based. You go out to the customers, so no one ever does come to you. But I was going to say, if you had an address or if you want to add an address later on, we can make any of those changes, and certainly the phone number we can change. So we'll just keep, I guess, the one that's on the website to promote for the company, right? You do have access to that number?
Yes. Well, I guess, sorry, my apologies. That number, I'm still trying to figure out if it routes to my cell phone.
Okay.
Or direct.
Would it be better to use the 346-9895 number?
Yeah, let's just use that for now for simplicity.
Okay. So we'll have that number listed everywhere that you're promoted on the directories, on the Google listing and things like that. And then we'll kind of sort out what to do with that website number, if you can change it to match, or if we would need to, you know, find out, of course, if it does route to your phone or not. The other thing I wanted to ask you, and I know we just said that you don't have a physical address, but one of the things that attaches to the phone number that we're speaking on is an Angie Leads profile. Of course, that's a very different service. That's a lead-based service. It's got 2720 Hartford Drive. Is that your residence?
That is that service-based, that location, that material okay. handling location.
Materials. Do you receive mail there?
Not for, like, no. We'll see.
Okay, gotcha. The reason that I ask is Google does want to make sure that the businesses that are in that local map are, in fact, local businesses. And although a lot of the times, because we're Google partners, we can do a voice or a video verification or a phone verification, but sometimes they do want us to use the U.S. Postal Service to verify a listing. But the business itself already is PIN verified. Do you know what address, in case we have to verify it or confirm it, do you know what address that PIN card was originally sent? And I'm sure it probably was sent in the mail.
You say the what card?
The PIN card. Yeah, like Google to verify if a business is actually local, and they don't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. And even to this day, and certainly recently, their preferred method was to mail a PIN card. I mean, it's just a 5-digit PIN that you kind of confirm that you've received. And that way they know that you are indeed a local business. But the business itself is already verified through Google as an active business in the local area with that 320-48-85 number. Do you know what address that might have been sent to?
Oh, geez. No,
we can find out on our end. That's fine. Yeah, we'll have our back end team
honestly,
just consolidate things.
Okay, sounds good. If I had any guess, it would be like a previous residence in the Mill Creek area.
Okay. I'll put that in the notes, and then our back-end team can find out, just in case, just to make sure. But you are already PIN verified, so we don't need to send a new PIN card out. We just want to make sure that at some point we'll have that information, just to make sure that everything's Google compliant. So I guess for me, I wanted to ask you a couple of things. And I'll see if I can find an email on the website. I did see a contact form, but not a physical email. This is really more for us to contact you regarding your account. We do use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually just for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
That email address would be Tanner, T-A-N-N-E-R, at escapescontracting.com. And that's escapes with an S at the end.
Okay. Contracting.com.
Yeah.
And then what is, Tara never did get your last name.
Peep, P-E-E-P.
You said P like Paul, E-E-P?
Yeah, like Little Bo Peep.
Like Little Bo Peep. Okay, gotcha. And then, like I said, we do use phone, text, and email. Your customers are just going to call you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. But did you have a preference as to how we reach out to you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of them above are good for me.
All
whatever is easiest for you guys, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the times we're just going to use a quick phone call or a text.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect. That'll be fine.
All right, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, we'll schedule a follow-up call. One of our client interview technicians will give you a call to kind of verify information off of your website, information that we have, and then make sure we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's, any mission statement or motto or slogan that you want us to promote, anything unique about the business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So that's a follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Takes about a half an hour. The other thing that's required of us, Tanner, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so that you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we have reduced the cost of the service. Now, as far as the setup fee goes, I want to reduce that setup fee as well. The setup fee is there to help us kind of offset the upfront cost of creating all the content to get you on that first page. But like I said, your success is our success, and we know that you'll keep the service long-term. So I want to take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99, and, of course, it only attaches to that first month. Now, the voice verification, Mr. Peep, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. I'm required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
That sounds fair.
Okay, Tanner, give me just a quick second. And just to verify, I don't know if Tara did. Tanner, she has it as T-A-N-N-E-R?
Correct.
Okay, so Tanner, I've got that voice verification pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Peep, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Tanner, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Escapes Fence and Deck.
Okay. And just to clarify, the and, is it's the ampersand, right? The symbol for the word and, not the A-N-D spelled out?
Correct.
That's exactly how I have that, Escapes, Fence, and Deck. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Tanner Peep, owner-operator.
Okay. And then, Mr. Peep, as the owner-operator of Escapes, Fence, and Deck, you are, of course, Tanner, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
All right.
Of course, of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Peep, are you an authorized user on that account?
Yes, I am.
Of course, of course. Kind of a silly question, but I have to ask it. And then it says to get results as fast as possible. Yeah, we wouldn't want you to be using a card you found off the street or a friend's car that you didn't know about. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can reach out and contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, Mr. Peep, you would agree to that, right?
I agree.
Perfect. Yeah, it's always a concern for me, Tanner, when I call one of my customers or clients and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail or even worse, mailbox full or not even set up, I mean, obviously I'm going to call them back. They're my client, but I'm concerned because I know if I was a potential customer, I try to call the business number listed online and it goes to mailbox not even set up, I'm probably not going to try to call back later. I'm probably just going to try and call and hire somebody else. So we don't want you to miss those opportunities. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it's month to month. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for Escape, Spence, and Deck, we certainly wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure that all of the business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So right down to that ampersand, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Tanner, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Peep, that's fair enough, right?
I'd say so.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for the business online since you're service-based and going out to the client. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, anybody else you think might be creating online content for you, we would like to know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost being, you know, kind of grandfathered into that established business rate, with the setup fee reduced, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, Tanner, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 9th of January, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 9th of the month at the further reduced amount of $299. And that $299, Mr. Peep, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is actually an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. And of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And again, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even if necessary, pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Tanner, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Peep, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand and agree.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. And Tanner, on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Any middle initial or just first and last?
Just first and last.
Okay. And then, Tanner, you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All righty. So that's a 4060 9567.
Okay.
5817.
Yes, sir.
7002.
Okay, and then Tanner, the expiration month and year?
10/27.
10 of 2027, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
133.
So I've got 133, 133 on the back. I've got 10 or October of 2027 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Peoples, the card itself, 40, 60, 95, 67, 58, 17, 70, 02.
Correct.
And what is the billing address of that card?
That is 16829.
Mm-hmm.
My apologies. 123rd Place Northeast.
Okay. And the zip code?
And then zip code is 98223.
98223. Okay. And that's in Arlington, right?
Correct.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
All right. I do have that pen handy.
Okay, perfect. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then, Tanner, it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And as I mentioned, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information in about a minute here through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link, Tanner, by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And again, like I said, you don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We are booked out for the rest of the day, but we could do as early as 7 o'clock tomorrow morning or as late as 3 o'clock. And again, that's Pacific time. The only exception is 12 o'clock when they take their lunch. It looks like, there's at least one spot available for every hour in between. Did you want something early morning, mid-morning, afternoon?
Can we shoot for around like 8?
8? We can do 8.
Sorry.
Yeah, not a problem. All right. We'll do 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is perfect. It's going to be scheduled, Tanner, from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock. The call usually gets to you really close to, but not necessarily right at the beginning of the hour. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. Now, if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to give you a call, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call, and I don't get a lot of advance notice. But if I'm already on a call, they'll call you on their own, and they'll take really good care of you. Whether I'm on that call or not, I wanted to add a little bit of added security here on your account, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us, Tanner, and tells us that they are with Escapes Fence and Deck, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we will most likely ask you for the answer to the security question. And anyone who calls you and tells you that they're with Google or Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll need to know both the answer and the question. If they don't know that, then it's not us. If they're asking you for more money, then it's not us. Like I said, the voice verification is for your protection, and it's very clear. Moving forward, it's just going to bill for $2.99, and again, just that one-time $99 setup fee on today's bill. Your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll do the city I was born in.
The city? And then what is the answer?
Renton, Washington.
Renton? Okay.
Yeah.
I got to type it in twice. Oh, did I capitalize? I hope I didn't. It has to be in lowercase, which is really weird. And I did capitalize the first one. That's why it says it doesn't match. I have to type it in twice. All right. We're all set then, squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email? Okay. So it looks like the one that you got is the one that we want. So either the text or the email. You're going to get the welcome email piggybacked in a minute or so, but it kind of confuses things, and I just wish that they would wait a minute or two. Sometimes they do come right away together. But in this case, it looks like you got just the one that we want you to see. It's the Local Splash initial invoice counter. If you click on it and open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms, and then that blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on it, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Looks like most of it is hidden, but you can scroll down. I don't want to walk you through everything here. I do value your time. Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But we'll also mirror the content on Bing. It's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. Most of them are doing that on their smartphone. We want you to get those opportunities and those phone calls as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, you know, all of the content that Google wants to see. There's a social media campaign, Facebook ads, etc. But you see there's a line that goes across it, and just below the line it populates this number that we're speaking on. And then it says, I agreed to receive SMS message to my phone. Of course, that's just text messages through the computer. We do want to be able to send you text messages. The other one, of course, says that I authorize that I'm the signer and holder, so we want you to click on that box. There's a longer box where it says click here, and it's got the sign arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name. If you type it in, it's case sensitive, so the T and the first P are capitalized. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before or after. But once you've got your name as it appears, click the confirm signature box to the right. Mr. Peep, that actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's that fixed flat rate on a month-to-month basis, that we've reduced even the cost of the setup fee, etc. It does also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure, of course, that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process, and you will know that you are successful in completing that step when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Oh, yeah, I'm on it right now.
You are. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you will be using for your tracking system. And the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to log into it, neither of which is really true at this point. We actually do need to do the client interview first for us to create the content to track. Maybe a day or so after that client interview, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do. Either way, I can give you the username because that has already been assigned and it cannot be changed. Luckily, it's easy to remember. It's just your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just the numbers. So no dashes or spaces or parentheses. So of course, it's 425-346-9895. That's your username. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include that username or your phone number. It's basically the same thing. You can send anything and everything there. That's the catch-all for your entire account. We might give you some others, like photos at localsplash.com. You can email the photos team directly if you want. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email address, and that calendar invite is just more for your records. You don't need to respond to it, but it's for the reminder of that 8 o'clock call tomorrow. You'll receive at 7 o'clock an automated email as well, an hour prior to that scheduled call. And then, like I said, that call should be right around or shortly after 8 o'clock. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, I do hope that I'm available in that 8 o'clock hour or right in the beginning of it when our technician's ready to call you. You also did get piggyback now the other emails. One is the welcome email with our client support information on there. And then that other one you can actually just disregard. It says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Like I said, your business is already PIN verified. Our automated email system just sends that out. But there are some other things in there that you might want to send our way, just that we can populate in other places, but just not necessarily for the verification itself. But any pictures related to your service vehicle or your work or anything like that. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay, perfect. And as far as like the hours of operation you want to be listed, is it Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday? When would you want to be found online?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday? Is it the same hours for all days?
Yes.
And is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
We'll do a 8 to 5.
8 to 5, okay. And Tanner, are you accepting all forms of payment like cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, cash apps?
Everything, oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, we'll just say everything right now.
Okay.
Perfect. Figure that out. I'll make it work.
Yeah, I'm actually just trying to give my client interview technician, whoever gets assigned to this, a little bit of a head start, but they'll ask you these questions again and a couple of others. But other than that, you're all squared away on my end. Real pleasure speaking with you. I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting this going for you, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time. I know you're going to give it at least a couple few months, and once you start loving it, you may stay with it for years. Just this week, I stopped saying that I've been with the company for over 10 years, and now I'm saying almost 11 years because April will actually be my 11th anniversary with the company. I've got clients that have been with us almost from the beginning, but as a company, we've got clients that have been with our company even longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years, right? So some of our clients have been with us for a long time. So I know you're going to love the service, and we're looking forward to being a big part of the growth of this company, the transition of this company under new ownership, yours. So congratulations again on that.
Hey, I appreciate you a lot, Paul.
I thank you too. I mean, for your time, it's the end of a long day or almost to the end of a long day. And I don't say it if I don't mean it. And I can't remember the last time I said it, but you know, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. You know, you're kind, patient, even made me laugh a couple of times. I don't get all of that in a single phone call very often. Sometimes I get none of that, you know, so it's always nice to be speaking with someone who was as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs, and you certainly have been a pleasure speaking with today.
Hey, you as well, Paul. Yeah, likewise to you on all of that. You've done great.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, easy to talk to. It's been a very human experience along the way, and I love that whenever it comes to business because I think that matters.
Absolutely. I agree. And I think Tara does a really good job too of kind of understanding the needs of the business and kind of conveying what we can do for them. So I'll let her know that you're happy and excited to be part of us and part of our experience getting you more phone calls. So we're happy to be getting that going for you. Again, that phone call tomorrow, you should expect it right around, but maybe not necessarily right at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
All righty. Sounds good. Works for me.
Thank you, Mr. Peep. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the evening.
You as well, Paul. Be safe, and have a great night.
I sure will, Tanner. Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Yep.
You take care.
Bye-bye. All right.